For Mike Rounds, it's a solid victory.
Hey, it's a great night in South Dakota.
In his speech in front of a jubilant crowd, Rounds thanked his supporters and promised to work hard to reform Washington.
Tonight, the people of South Dakota have sent a very, very powerful message. What you've sent is a message of hope. You've sent a message of true belief. You've sent a message that says that you want some changes made in Washington.
The Democratic candidate Rick Wyland came in second with roughly 30% of the vote. Wyland congratulated Rounds and reiterated a key message in his own campaign, removing the power of the ultra-wealthy from Washington.
This fight isn't over tonight. This fight isn't over. It's just beginning. Because we are going to take our country back.
Independent challenger Larry Pressler brought in about 17% of the vote. Pressler also congratulated Rounds on the victory and says he achieved his own goal in the campaign by bringing important issues to the race.
We think we have succeeded in running a good campaign. I'm very proud of it. And my wife was my number one volunteer, and so I'm very grateful to her. I'm very happy. I'm going to continue, obviously, to be very active in South Dakota.
A second independent, Gordon Howey, brought in just over 3% of the vote. Howey says he has no regrets.
This race seems to be over, but my mission is not. And that mission is to promote conservative, traditional values.
The GOP win in the South Dakota Senate race was part of a Republican sweep of all statewide offices, including the governor and U.S. House race. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.